4 years after the Hollywood blockbuster McFarland, USA, there's another film featuring a small town in Kern County. This time, it's right outside Bakersfield in the unincorporated community of Oildale. The movie's a fictional family drama, but the filmmakers say they're paying tribute to the community's musical heritage and its compassion, especially to veterans. FM 89's Carrie Klein interviewed David Mueller, the film's producer and director, and producer-writer Lynn Salt.
So Oildale is about a 18-year-old girl who is caring for her 13-year-old younger brother and her 90-year-old World War II grandpa. And in the beginning of the film, Grandpa starts to lose his sense of time and place. She has to move him into a rest home because he's really too hard to care for. And then she has to figure out how to survive. So she looks for a job and can't find one. So she rents rooms out to three veterans. And she learns of a song contest, and she enters the song contest. And they help her write songs. And they are trying to raise enough money to bring Gramps home. So that's it in a nutshell.
So before we go any further, I want to play one of the clips from the film.
I fixed you a PBJ for lunch.
I need meat in my sandwiches or I'm going to be short for the rest of my life.
It's all we've got. I'll buy some deli meat as soon as I get a job.
What kind of job are you looking for?
Any kind I can get. As long as it's not in the oil fields.
So here already from that clip, we're getting a glimpse of the tone of this film. You know, there's these two siblings, they're growing up really quickly, but there's also poverty, a struggle to survive, and there's the oil fields. So why did you pick Oildale as a setting for this film?
David and I often left Los Angeles to come to Bakersfield, actually to get away from the big city feeling and to get into the small town. And we would go to Buck Owens' Crystal Palace and would actually dance the two-step. And it was just relaxing and a relief. We both really like country music. We love Merle Haggard and we love Buck Owens. And then just being in this little town, it's almost like a little piece of Oklahoma. It's very different, just a small town. People take care of each other, kindness. And we both talked about someday writing something here. And I started feeling and pointing out to David all of the veterans in this small town. And we became aware of how many were here among the homeless, and felt that this town really was trying to help them. And that's sort of where it sprung to mind.
And did you actually film the movie in Oildale?
Yes, we filmed it all in Oildale and Bakersfield, and then up to the National Cemetery, which is in a little, it's called the Bakersfield National Cemetery, but it's in Arvin, actually.
This town came forward. They gave us a house to shoot in for 6 months and didn't charge us a penny. We were given a coffin with a flag and a hearse to do one scene, a burial scene. The National Cemetery said, yes, you can use it. I mean, and that's just the tip of the iceberg over and over again. When we talked to Wendy Porter of the Wounded Heroes Fund here, which is a local organization that serves the Kern County Bakersfield veterans, she looked at us, she looked at the script, she said, if you're sincere, and I believe you are, go out and just ask people for help, and they will. And that was exactly true.
And so the two of you have been working together for close to 20 years. You have quite an eclectic kind of mix of films in your background. You've produced a number of shorts, a number of documentaries, and then this is one of your first feature-length fiction films. So what was the actual inspiration for the plot, for the actual story of this movie?
So both of my parents were World War II veterans, and then my father was also on the ground in Korea. And when he retired and we came out to California, the Vietnam War was in full force. And when the veterans were coming home, people were calling the veterans baby killers and actually spitting on them. And the veterans were being told to take their uniforms off because there was such rage coming toward the soldiers. And I knew immediately this was wrong. Whatever politics were and whatever war they were serving in, they did not choose to go there. So anyway, I always wanted to write something about veterans. Our documentary, A Good Day to Die, is about Native Americans. My mother was Choctaw, and I talked David into doing that documentary with me because I wanted to feel proud about being Indian. This film, similarly, we both have passions about healing, and this one just came up, and when I felt the veterans in the small town and noticed how they were caring for them and how most veterans today coming back are not being cared for, but especially the Vietnam veterans that are still on the street, I felt a little angry, to be honest with you, but the love this town sort of poured out, the idea of veterans actually helping other people when they come home and they need help, they turn around and start protecting and helping other people because that's who they are. And so it came out of that.
Yeah, talk more about healing and how you tried to capture, you know, the more positive aspects of Oildale.
Well, I think, like Lynn said, that healing is a theme that we're both drawn to. And while it looks like Oildale's painted in a darker light, it's actually the story is a story of belonging and people reaching out to help people. So people without a lot of resources or money are helping each other. You know, we need a lot of healing, particularly with our veterans, with 22 suicides a day and the statistics that are coming out of that world, they're very alarming. And so we just feel like we would like to take this across the country and help a lot of people heal.
And then there's music, which is one of the themes of this film. And as you said, you were also highlighting some of the musical heritage of this area. Let's go to another clip from the movie where the main character, Carly, is getting ready for the singing competition and is getting a pep talk from Mark, one of her tenants.
It's not difficult to write a song, you know.
It is for me.
You can do it. If you want to.
How?
Write a poem.
I wasn't very good in school.
School has nothing to do with it. Write from your heart.
And so earlier in our interview, you know, you talked about Merle Haggard, about Buck Owens. I mean, explain a little more for me how you chose the music for this film and kind of use that as a backdrop here.
Sure. Well, we wanted to use a lot of Merle's music if we could, but we it's a very low-budget movie, so we couldn't afford to do any of that. And so we reached out to other musicians and went with more Americana. So we have six original songs in the movie, and they're all from sort of up-and-coming and lesser-known artists, but it's wonderful music. So, yeah, we wanted to pay homage in a certain sense to the Bakersfield sound and those people that inspired us to make the movie in Oildale.
It occurred to us, me when I was writing it certainly, that a song contest, not like the TV ones, I don't watch that, but I've heard of them, but there was a place called the Palomino Club in Los Angeles years ago, and people could go there amateur night and they could sing and they could win a prize. We're hoping that we might inspire Bakersfield, Oildale to maybe, as in the inner cities, they get kids to play basketball and sports to help them out, to get scholarships. We're thinking it would be a good idea for them to follow through on the imagined contest for $10,000 for a singer-songwriter in our film, to maybe bring that to life and let a lot of the young people test their talents here. It's a little dream we had, and we're going to put it out there and hope it might inspire somebody.
A lovely idea. So the film is premiering at the Bakersfield Fox Theater this Saturday. If people can't make it there, how else can they see it?
Well, good question. We are actually, after the premiere in Bakersfield on the 30th, we're going to take this across the country on a Heartland tour. And we expect that to last probably 18 months or so. We'd like to reach all 50 states, if possible, and screen it in small towns and cities across the country. And the model would be to connect with a local veterans organization and have them help us screen it. And then we would split the ticket sales with them to help them raise money. So it's called the Heartland Tour, and it's what's next after the premiere in Bakersfield.
Fabulous. Well, producer, director, writer duo, David Mueller and Lynn Salt, thank you so much for speaking with me.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You can buy tickets to the premiere Saturday, March 30th on the Bakersfield Fox Theater's website.